Abster Healthy Kids was a competition that's part of the First Lady's Let's Move initiative to help end childhood obesity. And it really helped the Department of Agriculture with our OpenGov efforts because we took one of our data sets with the 1,000 commonly eaten foods and nutritional information and challenged people to take that data and make a useful game or app that could help kids and also parents or nutritional gatekeepers how to eat healthy but also inspire physical activity.
So this tapped into a number of the Obama administration's IT initiatives, making data available. So you were doing that, but also a contest where people could win. Well, I mean, you were dividing up $60,000. That's not bad.
No, not at all. And we actually came forward with $40,000, and our friends with GE Healthy Imagination joined the effort for $10,000 each to the winning student-designed game and app. So really motivating kind of our future innovators to be involved.
So people would submit their apps, submit their ideas, and then how did you decide the winners?
Well, first we had a team of USDA folks to make sure that the games met the nutritional guidelines and the rules that we set out for the contest. But we had a team of rock star judges who included folks like Anish Chopra, Mike Barber,
the federal CTO.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mark Pincus from Zynga.
Yeah.
The Woz from Apple. So we had a really stellar lineup who are folks that know what it takes to be an impactful game. But we also had nutritional people who know that these are the messages that our kids need to learn to take the screen time learning into their real-time kitchen.
And there are a number of different categories that there were winners selected.
That's right. There were games, things that you could play online, and apps. They could be either mobile on a device or just some sort of app that you could call up data on your computer screen.
And I've been talking about them already through the show. Let's tell people about a couple of these things. One that I just loved is called Work It Off. This is a mobile application on a Droid phone that teaches children about the correlation between what you eat and the calories you burn.
Absolutely. And what's great about this is it was one of our GE Healthy Imagination Student Awards. Students from Trinity College developed this concept, and you can actually challenge your friends to work it off more. So it will give you ideas for physical activity based on whatever you ate for lunch or dinner, and you can track those things online. They're currently building out the full-scale app, and what they submitted was a prototype that was worthy of top honors.
The other one that I just came from a group, which I love the name of their organization, Zimbuba, and this is something called Pick Chow.
Yep, Pick Chow is a really dynamic game that people have had a lot of fun playing, and I myself have been spending some screen time trying to figure out what I should be eating.
Yeah, I have to admit, I spent a bunch of time on it this afternoon. It's a little bit addictive.
They really are, and that's the power of this. We know that the kids and adults are going to be spending screen time on these games, so why not make the information that kind of seeps in through the fun things and beating the score and trying to make the right combination, things that you can take into the lunch line.
And so the Pick Chow, essentially, folks can go on the website and they can select a whole bunch of what people are eating, and the kids can actually set up their menu, and it'll tell you how healthy it is.
Absolutely. And another one that's similar, Trainer, which was a big winner.
Oh, yeah, I love this one.
Another student winner from USC, a group of students designed, it's an avatar-based game where you have a creature and you have to feed your creature healthy foods and then exercise with your creature. So this game uses webcam technology, so it will watch you, and you can ski in your living room and go mountain climbing and jogging. So it helps you also be physically active along with your creature. So it's designed to play over time. And you can also pick the different foods and, you know, have the recipes, those types of things.
How many submissions did you get in, and did that number surprise you, or higher or lower than you thought?
You know, we came in with no expectations. We really thought that if we just had a few solid games that would make an impact on players and users of any age, that it would be a win for us, because it gets people talking about the important issues of healthy eating and physical activity. But we did have a total of 95 eligible submissions, which is just fantastic. And they were from students and corporations alike, from 29 states and the District of Columbia. So we really had an outstanding response.
And we'll have a link to all the winners on federalnewsradio.com/Dorbeck Insider, so you can go and check them out. And you also have all the runners up and everything. So it's, it's just, as you say, it can be a little bit of a network time killer, but it's also just what a fantastic way to actually, I was learning about food.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The message sticks with you. As I was going through some of them, one of the honorable mention tools is the snack neutralizer. And you can pop in, you know, those afternoon snacks. It's, you know, almost 4 o'clock, which may need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
And if you think that a chocolate bar is not too harmful, and you can pick which physical activity you might have to do to neutralize those calories in, I found out I had to take somewhere north of 240 stairs to offset a chocolate bar. So I might think twice about my choices next time.
Right, I'll find some other way to get picked up. Let's talk a little bit, because you were one of the really at the forefront of doing these contests, using this data, all this kind of stuff. Any lessons learned, something that went really well that you go, oh my goodness, got to do that again, or something that you said, oh, you know, we had to adjust and tweak our plan as we went forward, as everyone else is trying to implement these things now?
Sure, and it was definitely a learning experience. For us at Department of Agriculture, we work every day with parents and teachers, schools, governments, and working with kids to have safe, balanced, nutritious meals, and encourage folks to lead a healthy lifestyle. We don't traditionally work with developers and designers. So this, for us, was a fantastic opportunity to really reach out to a new community, and we had to leverage those relationships. So I think it's important for folks to understand that you don't have to go it alone. The Office of Science, Technology, Policy, and Anish Chopra, they were fantastic champions of this, as was the First Lady. So really getting the word out. And I think when you start with your mission and you have a really important goal that resonates with a lot of folks, that they're going to come to you and help build out the program.
And it seems like one of the critical steps in here was deciding, hold on, this is the data set we're going to use. Mm-hmm. This is something that people have some connect with. If they're going to build apps, it has to be something that they almost can get almost in a way emotionally involved with.
You're exactly right, and it's that emotional connection. It's the real life connection that everybody eats. So we all have an interest not only in what food choices we make, but also for our future and for the health of our kids. But using that network, we held a number of stakeholder sessions in the beginning to really help us figure out what we should be doing, what should be the parameters of a winning gamer app. To help make it realistic, because in a 3-month time frame, there might be some limitations to what types of entries we might have received.
Mm. And I know, I'm sure they're all like your children. There are no favorites. But is there one of these apps that just you were looking at and you went, wow, that is cool?
I really do enjoy Trainer.
Yeah.
Because it has something that draws you in for a longer time. So if you're going to commit time to gaming online, it has the entertainment qualities, but it also will teach you information. Another one, just from the gross out factor, Smash Your Food, is a ton of fun. This afternoon at our award ceremony, we actually played the game with some kids that were attending, and Brian Mitchell, a former Washington Redskin, was there with us and was also playing the game with kids and trying to guess, you know, how much sugar, how much salt and oil would be in these foods, and just to watch the food squash, you know, it really gives a pretty impressive take on how much oil you're putting in when you think a muffin is really healthy.
So, yeah.
You know, it's a fun way, and it has an impact on kids.
And it's fun to squash the food.
You know, it really is. There's something about that.